Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The following podcast was made purely for satirical purposes and should not be taken seriously.
And his name
what?
Is...
It's now time for the Wrestling Roast. Introducing your roast masters, KJ and Ali Osatiyan.
It is time to roast. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Wrestling Roast. We're your hosts, KJ and Ali Osatiyan. That is the loudest I'm going to be all day long. Hey, Ali, how you doing post-Royal Rumble?
I'm still recovering, to be honest.
How's your throat?
Yeah, I had a little bit of a sore throat this morning.
Yeah? You're known as the throat goat amongst us, okay. So...
Oh my god, I just noticed your t-shirt! But KJ is wearing a Feeling Uzi t-shirt, which seems a little bit sad now.
I know. I fucking wore it for the Royal Rumble. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get it. My girlfriend and I are going to be wearing it like at the Rumble. So I got her one and I got one for myself. So we're matching.
Oh, you guys are so cute. It makes me want to vomit.
And then what happened. But we'll talk about that later. Okay. Ollie, I'm still recovering from the Royal Rumble in like many senses. Because unfortunately, I slept at like 6 a.m. The night before the Rumble. My phone was off, so because I couldn't watch it live because I was watching with a few people and not everyone could make it at fucking 4 a.m. where I am. So we decided to just get off of social media, no spoilers, no nothing, and watch it together the following afternoon. So we started watching it about 1 p.m., ordered pizza. It was... You know, again, we'll talk about the show later, but
let's talk about those pizza toppings just quickly.
There's a Papa's All Meat from Papa Jones, Papa John's,
Papa Jones. Oh, Papa Jones, nice.
Papa Jones, Papa Jones, call it
Papa Jones, Papa Jones, Papa Jones,
Papa Jones, get up, wake up now. But yeah, so Papa Jones pizza was it's funny because we were watching it and then there was a Papa John's ad but with the Usos. I was like, hey, look what we got over here. Cup of haters.
Oh,
cup of pizzas.
Right, anyway, toppings.
So I did an all meat. It's like pepperoni, ground beef, and what's the other one? Turkey ham, I think.
Did you does that not give you a bit of heartburn, all that meat?
No.
No. Wait until you're a little bit older than me.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of meat in my mouth.
What did G get? What was her pizza?
So she likes the vegetarian. So this is like a garden special, which I don't even go near.
So she got the opposite of you.
Literally opposite, yes. And so my brother and I had this one.
You shared? Did Anushka get pizza?
Yeah. So Anushka, my brother and I, we had the same pizza, and she had her own special. Because she's so special. She got that. And I got these chicken wings that were, they go like, oh yeah, these are volcano wings. I was like, okay, sure. Holy fuck. My mouth was on fire. My mouth still hurts. Even
for you, but you've got such a high tolerance for spice.
Amongst my friends, I'm not that high. Anushka, who's Sri Lankan, so Sri Lankan's spice level is insane. Like Indians are not even half.
Like compared to white boys.
I mean,
or mixed what's race the spiciest? Boys. Mixed race.
So is pepper spicy for you?
Pepper as in
pepper, not like bell pepper, like pepper.
ground pepper.
Ground pepper, yeah.
No, I put pepper on everything.
Okay, so I feel like Kenny would find pepper spicy.
Kenny doesn't like anything that has a taste.
Yeah.
He likes chips, Kenny, and macaroni Kenny, cheese. Yeah. They don't taste like anything.
Yeah. So Kenny, I feel like Kenny would find pepper spicy. So Kenny, yeah. So someone, so imagine like that, right? So that spice level of Kenny, I mean, no, that's an unfair comparison. But anyway, Indians and Sri Lankans, let's say if you measure it out of four, right? We're 3/4 all the way up there. So 3/4 is, and 4 is like the spiciest ever. So Indians eat like 3/4 and Sri Lankans eat that 4.
KJ, so I just like my Frank's hot sauce. That's the perfect amount of spice for me.
Yeah. Frank's hot sauce, I take one whiff of that and it fucking burns my nostril hairs.
I love it. I put it on everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good though. Mm. I make my buffalo sauce from Frank's hot sauce.
Oh, but yeah, Frank's buffalo hot sauce, that's the one I get, the buffalo wings one. Oh,
no, juicy. I use the Frank's hot sauce to make my own buffalo hot sauce.
I use it to make everything. Eggs.
Nice. See, but that's too much, doesn't that? That maybe that's what gives you heartburn.
Nah.
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 Nah, not me.
Nah. Anyway, not me, boy. Yeah, so you watched it. There was tears. There was anguish.
There's a lot of stuff, which I'll talk on, you know, once we get, because today's, let's be fair, today's episode is going to be mainly just the Rumble. Yeah. But
I don't even remember what happened on AEW or anything.
Fuck yeah. Neither can I.
I don't think of it matters either.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
It really doesn't.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to having. You know what? Fuck it. Like, you're tired. I'm tired. Why don't we just get this little ball rolling and put 30 minutes on that cock tick
talk.
TikTok boys.
Okay, Royal Rumble.
Smooth.
Were you? Thanks. Were you just as shocked as I was when we saw the men's Royal Rumble kick off the show?
No. I wasn't shocked. Why? Because Kenny got a little bit of inside news just before the show started about the match order, and he told us the match order before the pay-per-view.
What? Okay, so when Kenny told you,
oh yeah, we were all shocked. Like, we were all shocked. So I was sitting on the couch with Stempy and Robert Duffin, inside the ropes founder, Robert Duffin, and Molly Spartan was there. She just flew in from America. Jen Louise and Kenny and Steve Gunn. So that was the. That was the viewing party, and we were in shock that the men's rumble were kicking off. But we did talk that meant that The Rock wasn't going to be part of it because The Rock's not coming out first.
Yes, exactly. So did you start thinking? Because we did. We're like, oh my god, he's going to come out after the main event. Oh my god.
I mean, we can get to that when we talk about the main event.
Okay.
But I mean, there's so much to talk about. Like, are you gonna just like go through the matches, or how are we gonna do
I'll
it?
I'll go through it. Yeah. So I have a few things I did want to discuss. Like, and we can do it in order. So what I did today was, while I was at the gym, I heard back last week's roast, and I like to compare our predictions.
Okay.
So we weren't so off, right? But we both guessed the winners correctly. We were off about the first two entrants completely, and the final four. We both got Rhea Ripley. We both got Liv Morgan, but Raquel was not in the final four, and she was in the final five, and I had Raquel. And but for the men's, we had Cody and Seth in the final four, so that we were correct about that.
Yeah,
you had Austin Theory, and you had and I had Bobby Lashley, and we both said Matt Riddle, who was not in the Rumble.
No,
and and the funny thing was that I completely forgot Logan Paul wasn't eliminated. So I was like, oh shit, Ollie got the final four right, but then he comes in, and then like, so he was the fourth, and Austin Theory was part of the five. So I was like, oh fuck, Ollie got it, you know, he got three of them. But then Logan Paul was I was like, oh shit, Ollie just missed it by one. So yeah, men's Rumble kicked us off. How do you feel about that, like, you know, now in hindsight? Because initially I was like, oh fuck off, this is the men's Rumble, how do you start with the men's Rumble?
How do you start with the men's Rumble? Yeah,
but I thought it was fucking great.
So overall, as a Rumble, there was parts of it that were a little bit like, before the midsection with all the big dudes battering each other was fucking amazing, right? Loved it.
Yeah.
But there was a part of it that was a little bit of a lull, but I think it was because it was building to something. What I did enjoy about it the most was it didn't really rely on too much of like nostalgia. It was all, there was like the odd one or two people. Like in the men's, it was just Booker T. Everyone else was Booker current T. roster. So, I mean, for me, that was great that they used like current people. I have got so much respect for Gunther now. Like, I always liked Gunther, but now I'm like, this guy, give him the world title. He proved himself. So Stempy was saying to me that like it was almost like reverse booked, and I tend to agree with him, because he was like, the returning babyface came out at number 30 and beat the heel who had been in slogging away since number one, when it should have been the returning babyface came out at number one and then the heel put him in jeopardy at the end. So it was like reverse. And I was like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, but overall,
it worked. It still worked because I do feel that in some senses, with it being reverse booked, it did deter from like the win of Cody Rhodes being so monumental, that like the psychology of it doesn't really make that much sense. But at the end of the day, I feel like Cody Rhodes and the Gunther, that little bit at the end, was because like the time, so I have it here. The 28th person eliminated was Logan Paul, right? And it doesn't tell me exactly when. Never mind. I thought I'd be able to calculate.
I think they had about seven, anyway, there was like 7 or 8 minutes. They basically had a match.
Yeah, and that was fucking great. And so Cody Rhodes, you know, like, he wrestled all that time. And as you said, like, this newfound respect for Gunther.
The thing about it was, Gunther had been in the whole Royal Rumble, and then he had a 7-minute match with Cody, and he didn't look tired once.
It's insane. And also, like, if you think about it, right? Like, Gunther is in there, and like, this is what I was thinking, because I always noticed this, right? And I hope I don't like shatter anyone's like vision of the Rumble, but the person who's gonna last a very long time is in the corner just resting for a lot of it. And this guy was active throughout the fucking Rumble. Like, throughout.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, okay. So this guy is just like, he's going to get eliminated sometime soon.
And KJ's 35 years old.
That's mad.
Like, if you take him from comparison, like, Sheamus is like, is he 40 yet? 38, 39? I think he's up there. Somewhere. He might be 40 or 41. Sheamus was gubbed. Like, if you watch Sheamus, he couldn't even stand towards the end. Molly Spartan was like, look at Sheamus, he can't even stand. Drew's holding him up. And then he was so gubbed that he botched his elimination. Like,
fucking
he was so tired. And he wasn't in there half the time Gunther was.
And Gunther fucking, like, he was so fucking good. And, I mean, he used to be a big guy. And now, like, the shape he's got himself into, like, surely that helps, you know? Because he used to carry around a lot more weight.
Yeah.
I'm sure he feels way lighter now. And he still has the, like, lung endurance of when he was, like, big. But at the end of the Rumble, like, what I mean is, like, in my household, we all started cheering Gunther towards the end. We're like, we want Gunther to win because this guy fucking, like, he just outlasted everyone. That'd be fucking amazing. Well, and it would be a twist.
I think the great thing about it was is that you knew Cody was going to win. You knew he was coming out as number 30. You knew it was going to happen. But they were so good in that last part of the Rumble when it was just those two that it made you think, it made you suspend your disbelief that you thought, holy fuck, Gunther might actually win this. Fuck.
Yeah.
Which is testament to both people, both wrestlers, for putting on such a good show at the end of that Rumble. So I loved it. The Brock Lesnar stuff, KG, that was tremendous. Oh, yeah. It was so good. I felt really bad for Kofi that he fucked it again.
That was rough to watch. Have you watched it back?
I haven't watched it back. I only watched it live.
So this is what happened. When he jumped off the apron, he landed on the chair, but the chair just fucking went everywhere. Woods couldn't hold the chair steady either, and Kofi and the chair both fly right into the announce table.
Oh shit!
Head first.
Oh god! Yeah. I hope he's not concussed.
So I really hope not. But yeah, that I feel so bad.
On a good note, I think I seen the best Buckshot Lariat I've ever seen in my life at the Royal Rumble. How good was Logan Paul's Buckshot Lariat? Robert Duffin jumped out of his seat, was like, holy shit, that was amazing.
Okay, maybe I'm in the minority. I have to go back and watch it. I remember seeing the Buckshot again, and I was like, oh, because all I could think was, oh, he's doing that to prove a point where he wants to show, like, oh, I may have botched it on that move, but I'm going to do it again and I'm going to nail it. And I felt like that was like a really cocky thing and he pulled it off.
It's the rotation that he put in his body. It's like the human body can't move like that. What about the Ricochet spot? What do you think of that?
I mean, so I put out this tweet, right? Because I'm completely oblivious to what Logan Paul's antics out of the squared circle are. I put out this tweet saying, I just don't understand the Logan Paul hate. This guy's so talented. I don't understand why people boo him. At Crown Jewel, everyone and their mother was cheering Logan Paul and was like, oh, you know, this guy is fucking great. He's so talented. And that like picture that fucking of Roman Reigns and Logan Paul, like it looked like something from a fucking movie. Like everyone was behind Logan Paul. And suddenly now, as soon as he comes out, people are booing. And I just don't understand why they hate him so much. So I put this tweet out, and the amount of people that have commented on this tweet, just going like, oh, what, are you just going to support every celebrity, even if they're a piece of shit? I'm like, what does that have to do with my question? I don't get it.
So in the room, we discussed this when we were watching, and we all decided, well, we all realized that we love Logan Paul, the wrestler. We think he's a brilliant wrestler. Molly Spartan was saying that he's always at the Performance Center training, and he's a super nice dude, and he doesn't want his own ring, but they give him his own ring, and it's not through his request, it's through his people's request that he gets his own ring, but he wants to be with the boys training, right? But apparently he's super nice to everyone, he's super hard worker, and he wants to be a really good wrestler. So we decided that as a wrestler we love him, but as a person he's a piece of shit. But we're able to separate the two.
And the thing is, a lot of people are like, oh, he scammed like so many people through his cryptocurrency and stuff. And like, again, I'm completely unaware of this
stuff. Not being funny, but is that selective morals? Because if you were to hold up some of the stuff that wrestlers have done that people idolize, don't go down that fucking path. There's some shit that people have done in the past and people love them. I'm not going to name
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Exactly. Stone Cold Steve Austin, you could argue that. He beat up his wife. Yeah. Like, but people forget that. Yeah. So selective morality, guys, come on.
Exactly, that's what I mean. Like, and you know, people love to jump on that whole bandwagon of like, oh, on YouTube, like, you know, the video. He's apologized. He disappeared from the fucking face of the planet for a while. That's literally money leaving his pocket. He left everything. He's like, I don't deserve to be making any videos and stuff because I fucked up. So I need to repent. And he did that. And I don't know what he did for the family and stuff of the deceased Japanese man. But again, like, we need to, like, this one girl on my Twitter was like, I was like, he apologized for the whole thing. And I think people are upset about him scamming people for the crypto. She's like, fuck his apology. I was like, all right, there you go. That now you're talking, right? This is the truth. Where,
like,
you just refuse.
I say use that hate and turn him into a big heel. Like, make him a heel. Like, obviously, like, it looks like he's going to be facing Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, right? That's what you're led to believe. So Seth's already a babyface. Logan Paul easily becomes a heel. The heat for him. He's a heat magnet and he's a fucking shit hot wrestler. So that's going to be a tremendous match. Seth Rollins is so good. He's going to lead him through to have. I think that might be match of the night, to be honest.
It easily could. Logan Paul likes to try all this stuff.
And
so again,
Rollins arguably is a better wrestler than Roman Reigns. Like, technically, he is.
In the ring, of course he is. Yeah. Yes, yeah. For sure. But coming back to that spot, you know, that spot is going to live in infamy for decades and decades. That's
so
going to be on highlight packages.
That is in the highlight package every year, KJ.
You know, 100%. It's already on the Raw intro. Like I can see it, yeah.
Do you imagine Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay are like, oh no, we didn't think of that one. Fuck off.
Because Ricochet did that one with Carmella Hayes, right, on NXT.
Yeah.
Where they just did like a springboard crossbody and clash. So to me, seeing this like double forearm double clothesline, it felt like immovable object. The
unstoppable force versus the immovable object.
That's the one. Unstoppable force meets the immovable object. So it literally felt like that, and it was fucking great. I loved it. Like, we all fucking were like, we all jumped when we saw it. So I personally, fucking, it was so nice to see. I loved it. And the Rumble, you know, it held up, and I was so happy. Booker T, I've said it before, I'm not a big Booker T fan. I think he's dull, boring. I never liked him. And he came out, and there was a pop, and I was like, ugh, God, Booker T. Blah. But, you know, and he moves so gingerly now as well.
He does. He still looks great, though.
For his age, yeah, he looks great.
He looks tremendous.
And then Gunther, fucking, and,
he's,
you know.
He's 57. He's like just a little bit younger than Sting, and he's still rocking about in his underwear.
I mean, his body, like, he looks fucking fantastic.
That's because, you know, all of his mother's cooking in 110th Street Harlem, zip code 19276, apartment 02. Little pod of thunder joke there, guys.
So he gets like, he for him, you know, he gets that big pop. Good for him. It's Texas, whatever. You know, I don't give a shit. No NXT guy. I mean, technically Booker T's an NXT guy because he's commentating there. But besides
KJ,
him,
there was like one person that I thought was gonna have a spot that didn't, and I was kind of sad that they didn't. And it was Bad News Barrett. I genuinely thought that Bad News Barrett was gonna have a cameo, because when Drew picked his number in the social media post, you know, they picked the number, he laughed, and I thought Barrett's gonna come out and Drew's gonna eliminate him because of the laugh, but it never happened. It was a bit sad.
I mean I feel bad that Dolph Ziggler couldn't make it. This breaks a streak of showing up in every Rumble and losing. You know, they advertised Madcap Moss, and then Rey Mysterio never came out. They could have given one of those.
And in the tombola, I got Rey Mysterio. I was fucking raging.
Me too. I also had Rey Mysterio. I had Dominic and Rey.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So Tombola, I had Gunther.
Oh yeah, so Gunther. Oh my God, you must have been raging.
I had number one in both Rumbles. So
yeah, I number so, one. Yeah, but in the second Rumble.
So
but,
one of them. Yeah, one of them so, helped. But
yeah, but very very angry. But what was I going to say? Gunther, what were we talking about 2 seconds ago? Oh yeah, this is what I wanted to bring up. Uh-huh. How good was the start of the show? Michael Cole's reaction to Pat McAfee coming out.
Oh yeah.
It
oh
was
yeah, that was
so,
so
do
good.
Do you think it was real that he didn't know he was coming
no,
out?
No, they said it came out today that neither of them had any idea.
Oh really?
So their reactions were completely genuine. Because Cole says, like, oh, I FaceTimed him today.
That's so
which is
good.
Fucking great.
That was
so
that
fucking
set
good.
It off. It's like, oh my God, the announcers have personalities and friendships. Oh, I'm going to be listening to them for 4 hours. Now I know they're real people. I'm more invested in the words that they're saying. It's simple. It was so good. And Corey's it raging because so he's like, hey, hold on. I'm Corey Graves. I'm like big time here. Who's this guy? And Pat's like, yeah. I'm Pat. It was so good. Tremendous.
It's so fucking great. And he does a suck it to Corey yeah. as well. That was so good. Yeah.
Move over. Get this guy a seat.
Yeah. I was hoping that we would get like one of them in the Rumble, either Corey Graves or Pat McAfee, but it's fine. Like, it wasn't, you know, it would have been a nice moment, but I'm not like upset about it. Number 24, we had another Hall of Famer, Ollie. It was Edge.
Oh.
Edge came back looking fucking jacked, by the way.
He's looking jacked, but he's looking every bit of his age.
He's, yeah, the age is showing. He's running gingerly as well, which yeah. every time I see that, that's when, for me, it's like, all right, guys. It's curtains.
He's
That's
you
it.
Can tell he's in tremendous shape, but you can tell yeah. it's coming to an end. But at least yeah. on at least yeah. this time it's on his terms.
Yeah, exactly. And Beth Phoenix looked fucking amazing.
So, just a little thing about that, right?
Yeah.
I just couldn't get over the ridiculousness of it. So they're at the top of the aisle, right? Rhea comes yeah. out and they start beating him up, right, whatever. And then 2 seconds later, Beth comes out the exact same spot. And I turned to Stempy and I was like, what, did she not see her 2 seconds ago in Gorilla? Like, what? Yeah. Like, could she not have came from a different place?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I get that. But there was still a pop. Obviously, again, there's something about Beth Phoenix and my girlfriend where my girlfriend has this compulsive need to bite me every time she sees Beth Phoenix. So I got bit in the arm again, and it's just the excitement of it. But yeah, I'm happy that, you know, they did that little thing. Now they can, you know, move forward and wrestle in Montreal, whatever they're going to do. Let's see how they go about that. And, you know, we have about 10 minutes left, so I want to move away from the men's Rumble. Great seeing Gunther break the record.
I think we should extend it because we're not going to get through all that stuff in 10 minutes.
Well then, I'll put in a request, Ollie. I'll ask for more time. But
thanks.
Yeah, so the Gunther, you know, breaking the record and stuff, and Cody Rhodes coming out. I told you I'm going to boo him, Ollie, but I just couldn't. I couldn't boo him. And
he's looking
it was
trim.
Nice seeing him.
He's a lot leaner.
He is, because obviously he's not had time to like bulk up, right? But, you know, I mean, do you think he had enough time to get ring ready, Ollie? Because, you know, as we yeah. know, sometimes
so,
some of these guys, the
my
wrestlers...
sources have told me, Dave Meltzer on the podcast, that he was uh-huh. doing he was doing boxing training to get into shape for the ring. So extensive boxing Ooh. Training. So his cardio was like pretty good.
Okay, that's good. That's good. We got the little like nod to the 2007 Royal Rumble with Shawn and Taker, yeah. you know, with the little match at the end. Cody wins. Fucking great. What a great moment. And, you know, Cody and Gunther are both tied for the most eliminations in the men's Royal Rumble with 5 apiece. So, yeah, both of them were in that Rumble, and both of them managed to eliminate the exact same amount.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com.
That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So let's move forward, Ollie. We have other matches we want to discuss as well. Right after that, we had the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. And honestly, Ollie...
Don't say it. There's nothing positive about it. Go, go, Bob. What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
Were you expecting the big return? Because I didn't expect that at all.
It was trash. It was so rubbish.
Even with the return?
It was so rubbish.
So you didn't pop for the return at all?
The return of what?
Was it Naomi in this match?
Shut up.
That's her full aesthetic.
It was so bad.
Poppers!
Like, corporate bullshit. It was like...
Why were there glow sticks everywhere?
Because, like, Bray Wyatt had the Mountain Dew logo tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, what the fuck? Someone took a highlighter and was like, hey, this will look cool.
So Robert Duffin made a really funny point. He was like, so... I've been thinking about the Pitch Black match and what it is specifically, and it was only recently that I found out that the drink is actually called Pitch Black. So it's like calling the match the Snickers match. It's just a match, but it's sponsored by something.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's literally what it was.
But it was so bad. There wasn't There wasn't a part of it that I liked.
I mean, it was 5 minutes.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out what the little ball things were.
It was semen.
We were like,
everything Jerry Lawler had touched on the tables.
We're like, that must be the Mountain Dew Pitch Black, like they're throwing each other. And then Uncle Howdy jumps off the platform and completely misses LA Knight, and then Pyro goes off.
Yeah.
and also, right, if Bray Wyatt has got this mask, because he put this mask on at the end. If he has this mask that makes him like
invulnerable,
why didn't he wear that for the whole match?
You're asking questions that I have no answers to, Ollie. I like LA Knight a lot. I love his character,
yeah,
and Bray Wyatt is just a bit like, blech, you know.
Bray Wyatt.
So I was happy to see him.
I didn't know that he was friends with Ronda Rousey.
Why?
Well, they obviously share the same makeup artist.
Oh, right. this match was just fucking weird. Don't understand why they had a match in UV light.
Pitch
I
Black
was expecting to see a lot
said,
more.
Triple H said in the post-show media scrum, or they call it a press conference because they sit at a table and get asked questions from the media. Therefore, it's a press conference. Tony Khan calls it a media scrum, which is not what he does. A media scrum is where you're standing around talking to one person. Anyway, Triple H did say that it was the most money they've ever made for a Raw Rumble in sponsorship. And he turned around and pointed to Mountain Dew Pitch Black. So I do feel that there will be more brand themed matches in the future,
like the Army of the Dead match that they did some time
I don't think
back.
They made half the money they made for Mountain Dew Pitch Black.
So that's what I was telling, because Anushka was like, what the fuck is this, a Mountain Dew match? And I was like, do you know how much money they're making off of this fucking match? It's they're gonna be minting,
like they probably and, I would say they made $1 million off that easy.
I'd say more.
Yeah, probably more.
I'd say
right?
more.
Yeah,
way more.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
not
and,
like
then, and then in the post-show press conference, Cody Rhodes is like, "I want to try one of these," and he opens up and he's like, "Damn, that's good!" And then it's so funny
because it's like black currant or something. Isn't
yeah,
it?
I mean, I would try one. Looks tasty. Too much sugar for me.
I mean, you know me and my Mountain Dew. I had two cans of Mountain Dew while watching the pay-per-view, Ollie. And granted, I've been drinking the mini ones, but still, you know, two. I went crazy. Well, you got that Mountain Dew.
If you got a meat feast pizza, you're going to be thirsty. So,
That's true. We then had Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss, and I gave half a fuck. We're picking. We're doing our tombola picks for the Women's Rumble during this match. So barely paid attention. This is fucking. Alexa looked stunning. But
so Jen was like, I'm going to throw her under the bus here. But this match came on and she was like, I'm going for a pee and a cigarette. I'll be back when this is finished. And we were like, you're using the women's match as a piss break, Jennifer Louise. You misogynist.
That's hilarious. I mean, this match honestly was so dull. The build and everything, it was so silly. And then the post-match shenanigans with Alexa Bliss seeing herself on the big screen, and I didn't understand what the fuck was going on. I don't think I want to. I have no interest in this. And I guess now I'm just waiting for Bianca Belair to be dethroned, right? Yeah, like, isn't that what we're all waiting for?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Let's talk about the Women's Rumble, Ollie. I managed to add on 5 minutes. I got the confirmation, Ollie. We have 5 extra minutes. So, yeah, I'm very, very happy. The Women's Royal Rumble, Ollie, while I'm happy with the winner, there were a lot of things that went wrong in this Rumble. Should I just talk about it, like, right off the bat?
Yeah, Brett, just bring stuff up. We'll talk through it.
Well, the big, huge fuck up was the way the number 30 entrance came out.
Oh, my God. It was so bad.
I was like, suddenly the music hits. I was like, what the fuck? And my brother was like, what's going on? And I was like, it's Nia Jax. And then we turn, see Nia Jax. And then they hit the countdown. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Like, there's got to be, there's a guy, and he's got the buttons, right? For every, he'll have all the entrances queued up on a board for like one button press. And he's got the clock. And he's clearly pressed the wrong button, but it's too late.
I feel like, you know, when sometimes you got your finger on the button.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay, I'm going to press it. And then you look away and somehow your finger just goes down.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what happened. He fucking just cued the music and it was like.
But they'll fix it in the edit. Like, but the live,
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever happened, has it?
No. Never. I can't think of a single time they've botched an entrant like that.
Yeah.
Forget the number 30 surprise. I've never seen them botch.
And it's such a big job to, if you're in charge of queuing the entrances at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge job. That guy, I would be nervous doing that, you know? Like, I'd be checking my queues like the whole day to make sure I had it perfect. And then on the night I'd be shitting it until the last person came out.
Yeah. So this was the last entrant of both the Rumble, and he fucked it on the last one. So poor person, whoever is responsible for that. But yeah, Nia Jax came back.
Kevin Dunn was raging. Jen told me.
So, oh yeah. So, Ollie, at this point, right? I didn't see the mom's the Rock's mom in the crowd. She's always there. My brother did, right? And I saw Tamina in this match, and then I saw Nia Jax return. And in my head, I was like, oh boy. All the Samoans are here in the house tonight. What's going to happen, boy? I was already, I was like, okay, this is going to go somewhere. This is going to be fucking wild. Here we go. But yeah, how do you feel about Nia Jax returning? You know, she's under a lot of criticism typically.
Right, so you've got the return of Piper Niven, right?
Yes, sir.
Sorry to talk about like a pal or whatever, but she has got more talent in her pinky than Nia Jax has in her entire body. Like, yep. she's a big, strong woman who will batter you, who is tough as shit, and who can actually wrestle. And Nia Jax just hobbles around and lives off her dynasty, you know?
And not to say because we know her. It's literally, if you go back to NXT UK,
you don't even need to go ICW, back. You don't even need to go back, like, to that. You just watch her performance in the Rumble. Look how good Piper Niven was as a big woman.
Yeah,
and then look how Nia Jax was.
Yeah, and she has a history. Like Piper Niven has a history of being a good fucking wrestler. Like, yeah. You know, and Nia Jax does not. So again, go on.
I was so happy to Molly Spartan knew that she was coming out as Piper Niven. She didn't say anything, and the pop in the room for Piper Niven was like, we woke up the neighbors. We were buzzing for it.
It was same for me.
God,
yeah.
Like so now good. She can be like a badass Scottish person instead of Dewdrop. You know,
I said,
go on yourself. Yeah, I feel like we said that
and
too.
I said it, and G was like, "What the fuck was that?" I was like, "Never mind, it's okay. You don't need to. Don't worry about it." but it was so good seeing her.
I'll give Nia Jax a compliment. She's lost a bit of weight, and she looked more mobile. So maybe she's had her knees.
Look, I have knee problems. Have to say, she's got a beautiful face. Oh, she's very pretty.
It's nothing to do with her looks. She's just a shit wrestler.
And yeah, like she has. No, what I'm saying is she has the makings to be like have that aesthetic and the look and everything. Like it's her talent.
But she had like a thing where she used to hurt people a lot, and I'm not a guy to. I'm like, okay, mistakes happen. Who cares? But I feel like it was like a thing with her, and not to be like one of these people who, oh well, I'm jumping on her because she's a woman. I think genuinely it happened a lot with her, not just like once or twice. Like Bret Hart calling Seth Rollins an unsafe worker, a lot of shit.
Yeah,
no. Seth Rollins just been unlucky a few times, but generally very safe. But I feel like she potatoed a lot of people, so. Yeah,
she did. Yeah. She did. Quickly, I just want to say, Chelsea Green, good to see her back. I'm glad she had a memorable moment.
Yeah,
in this match,
I reckon almost that was her. She had that idea. She was like, "I want to have that because then I'll be in every highlight package ever." So I think that.
Yeah.
I think that was her idea. Be great to see her back. She looked tremendous. I think she's so hot.
Yeah, I mean, the people who saw her for the first time were like, "Oh fuck, she's so hot."
Yeah,
and yeah. Michelle McCool, that was good to see because there were rumors that she wasn't going
to
be there.
Was it good to see? I thought it was.
She looks
rubbish.
Incredible though.
It was so rubbish.
I mean, like, was she so looks rubbish. Stunning though.
She was wrestling in Uggs.
Yeah. You're not enough for me.
And she's like in the crowd, like warming up and stuff. And she's like, I didn't know my number got called. I thought I was watching this, but Undertaker's children.
Yeah, Undertaker's children.
Why, one of the daughters looks exactly like the Undertaker. Did you see that?
She does. She had like their eyes roll back and stuff. I saw that. And Rhea Ripley runs the gamut, eliminates the most amount of people, 7 eliminations.
I feel like I
Rhea
called
Ripley
that, KJ.
Wins. Did you?
I called she had the most eliminations in the match. Oh, no, that was in the ITR community. I put that in the little thing.
I didn't feel that.
The last 5-6 minutes of that match were tremendous. Like, I honestly thought, because you had number one in the sweepstake as well, the tombola, I had number one too, and Jen or Molly had Liv Morgan, and we were just shouting the whole time, come on. It was so exciting. And I never win the tombola. I've been doing the tombola for like 6 years, and I never win, so I was so happy to finally win it.
I've been doing it for way less, but yeah, I also never won.
Before we move on, I just want to mention quickly Asuka.
Yes. Sorry. So we have a little bit more added time. We have 3 more minutes. Okay,
good. Yeah, Asuka just tremendous. Came out with the mask, the face reveal, and now she's like, I think that was her like Japanese persona, Kana or something like that.
Yeah.
She looked tremendous. Yeah. She was the best performer in this match. She is the best women's wrestler in WWE. Like you can't defend that. She is so good. She's so crisp. She's so intense. She's got charisma. She doesn't need to speak English. She's Asuka. She's tremendous. She should have both belts. She should be the best. I just love her so much. She's just great.
She looked gorgeous. My God. She looks so pretty. But Asuka coming back is that it was fucking great. I love seeing Asuka. And very happy that she got that moment as well. You know, the big reveal and I love
Dark Asuka. I am so here good. For Dark Asuka.
Same. And yeah, so anything else you want to talk about in the Women's Rumble before we move on?
Not off the top of my head. I can't really think of anything.
Okay. Yeah, same. I didn't really have many notes for that. Okay. Let's discuss the main event, Ali. Roman Reigns defending the undisputed WWE Universal Championship against Kevin Owens. You know, and that to me should not have been the main event. I wish Hardy had the performance at the end. I was so excited to see Hardy perform. Why that was so fucking unnecessary.
It was like 20 minutes that took.
Yeah. Hey, this is why you don't watch some of this shit live. So
if I was in the arena, I would be like, yes, Hardy's performing. I'm going to go and get a beer for the main event. I'm going to go for a pee, maybe get a bite to eat, like do all that stuff.
And yeah, so Hardy, the lesser known Hardy boy, was performing, and then the actual main event, the fat one, Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens had an okay match. The ending of the match, however, with Roman Reigns chucking Kevin Owens back first into the steel steps twice, we all cringed.
Jen was bawling her eyes out at this point. This was before what happened after the match.
Oh, and then he goes back in.
How did he safely take those bumps?
No idea. No.
Like, it was. Oh, I think he just took it, you know?
I reckon, yeah. I have no idea how he did it, but he did. And yeah, he basically just fucking got thrown in twice, got thrown back into the ring, attempted to fight back, but Roman Reigns speared him, got the win. Sami Zayn was hesitant in helping Roman. After the match, they're standing there. Roman Reigns is beating the fucking piss out of Kevin Owens, and Kevin Owens' lifeless fucking body handcuffed to the ropes.
All those super kicks?
Super kick after super kick. Oh my God. It was so tough to watch. But at the end of all of that, we had big Sami Zayn grabbing the chair, or taking the chair rather, from the Roman
line,
Reigns.
The line... You know, you're in the main event. I love you. You're in the main event with us. We run this ring. If you don't want to be there, you go and do your jackass shit.
Shit. Yeah. Oh my God.
And then he starts shoving him in the face, and he's like goading him. Oh my God. It was so hard to watch.
But after all of that, fucking Sami Zayn takes that chair and Seth Rollins' his ass one more time. Right in the fucking back. And Roman Reigns, again, just like he did the first half, falls and sells it so well. And I love that he turns straight to Jey Uso and goes like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I had to. I'm sorry. And Jey's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're my family. And then fucking Jimmy Uso super kicks him. And then he turns to Jey, says, You thought he was your brother. He's not your brother. Oh, I'm your brother. And fucking pounds on Sami Zayn. Solo Sikoa pushes Jimmy Uso off. Attacks fucking Sami Zayn. And it's just this whole fucking like concoction of ass beating that Sami Zayn takes.
You know what though? Oh. It wasn't a wrestling angle, right? Because it was live theater. It was. Because there was no microphones, right? They were not holding a microphone. Mm-hmm. They were not performing to... Well, they were performing to a camera, but it was like they weren't acknowledging the camera, but they weren't acknowledging the crowd. What was going on in that ring was like on a stage. Like you're watching a live performance of like pure theater, like cinema even, you know? You had all these stories and all these different tangents leading up to this big moment. And it, if you think about it in that way, it almost gives you like... spine tingles, what do you call it? Goosebumps. And it was goosebumps, so well acted, and everyone was perfect in their role. Like, even if you go back and watch it, and I mean, I've watched it a few times, I like to watch these things back and focus on one person during the whole thing. So like if you go back and you just watch Paul Heyman and his facials and the way that he acts, and you go back and watch one of the Usos, you go back and watch Solo doesn't do much, right? But you know, and it just the way that it unfolds, it might be the best wrestling angle, I think, in modern wrestling. Or maybe of all time. I was trying to think in my brain something
that, like Austin McMahon. No, McMahon is probably.
But that was like, that wasn't that. That didn't give off the same feeling. That was giving off the feeling of you want Austin to beat up Vince, right? That was.
Well,
like
then, in that sense, that I would say the Daniel Bryan, you know, Miracle and Bourbon Street,
I don't
is
think
up
that,
there.
I don't think that even compares, because
yes, I agree emotionally.
Although that was great, but I, like the emotions that I felt are like emotions I feel when I watch big drama shows that I'm heavily invested in, like say like the Sopranos. One of my all-time favorite shows. It was those kind of feelings and the way I feel about those characters and the way that they pulled it off. Like everyone that watches wrestling is so heavily invested in Sami Zayn and the Bloodline, and this was just. I mean, I think I don't know where it goes from here, but if that is the best, the highest point of it, I'm happy. Like wherever it
so
goes.
So I had
from
an
here,
idea. I had an idea, and funnily enough, Brian Alvarez, I saw a clip of him on Twitter, is talking about the exact same idea, verbatim, as to what I thought of. And it was that now that Jey Uso has stepped away, I think they're going to do like a false sense of security with Sami Zayn and Jey Uso, but then Jey Uso fucks him over at the chamber. And then you turn to Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, and that's how you can build to that. So Sami Zayn's getting the piss beaten out of him at the chamber. Kevin Owens makes a save. Sami and KO versus the Usos at WrestleMania.
Like before you even go into the speculation stuff, I don't think we've talked about the angle. You've not told me about your feelings or anything like that yet.
So I sent you a little video of what happened while we were watching it, and you know. My girlfriend was recording it, and she kept her phone there, and I'm so happy she did that, because me, my brother, and my girlfriend, all three of us, as soon as that chair connects to Roman's back, the three of us scream. Like, we fucking scream. We're like, oh my God, it happened. And then Jey Uso is just like so betrayed, because after all this time, he's like, fuck, I trusted you, and this is what you did, you piece of shit. And the emotions of it are so, like, I'm still, like, trying to comprehend what the fuck happened. And it's a masterful story, as you said. Maybe the best emotionally told story that we've gotten since, I mean, ever, maybe, you know?
Yeah, like, I can't think of anything that compares to it. Okay, like Festival of Friendship was amazing, right? But compared to this, no, it was nothing.
Nothing.
And it was the way that, even though you were watching it play out in the ring, I'm trying to get over this idea of like live theater. Like there wasn't any microphones involved. It wasn't your standard wrestling promo. It wasn't a backstage thing with like production value. It was literally the cast playing their roles masterfully. Even give Kevin Owens, he was lying there, he was done in.
He wasn't moving.
And the look on Sami Zayn's face when he's lying on the ground and Roman Reigns is beating the shit out of him with a chair. Like, if you go back and look at Sami Zayn's face, like, these people should be winning awards for acting. It was that good. And I know how hyperbole there. Like, they were just as good as some of the top tier drama on television, and
I agree,
it's so true. Captivated doesn't even, I was so captivated. We were all, it was 5 o'clock in the morning and we're all sitting around, Jen's in tears, we're all watching with our like our heads in our hands watching it, and we can't believe what we're seeing. And then when Roman hit Sammy, we all jumped up and cheered, and that pop from the crowd, that's the loudest pop I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Fucking
and
electric.
Then the crowd, like in unison, 50,000 people start going, "Fuck you, Roman. Fuck you, Roman." It was so good. It was so, if that is the, if as I say, if that is the peak of it, if it gets not as good now, I don't care. We got that. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That's for me, that's moment of the year, and it's January.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Until Vince McMahon comes back.
Like, how can it get better than that? How can it get better than that?
I don't think it can. I don't think it crescendoed. I think that's why it was the main event of the show. That's why you had, you know, the whole Bloodline segment at the end where it was. And I think the layout of this whole show was perfect. Perfect. I wouldn't have changed a thing in hindsight. I wouldn't have changed a thing. I was upset that the Men's Rumble kicked off the show. But in hindsight, I'm absolutely fine with the way things went. And yeah, they ended the show on a high. Jey Uso has walked away from the Bloodline now, allegedly claiming that he's done. He wants to run it back against Roman Reigns. I'm in shock and awe in the best way possible.
And if we quickly talk about The Rock, how long have we got left?
Well, I've got news from the headquarters saying that they're feeling oozy today, so they're not going to time us.
Okay. Oh, that's so good. Thank you.
Yeah.
If you listen to the commentary when they're beating up Kevin Owens and Michael Cole's like, someone has to do something, someone's got to step in and stop this, and we're going, Dwayne, and like, yeah, and there was a little part of me thinking maybe Dwayne's coming out, maybe this is it, maybe he's the person, then they'll be like being really leading with the things they were saying, but watching it a second time, they are talking about Sami Zayn. That is the person who needs to stop it. That is the person who needs to step in. Yeah, I think if Dwayne came out, that ruins the whole thing. He is not needed.
Exactly. I'm happy that they didn't. I feel like people would have shat on him if he did.
Yeah.
You know, you have the initial pop, but I mean, I don't know, actually. I think they could have worked with it. However,
but why is Dwayne going to save KO? He doesn't care about KO.
No, because Roman's fucking this whole family up, you know.
Yeah, but he's not going to go out to save KO. That doesn't make sense logically. Like, I don't know how you could make that make sense.
You possibly could, but again, like, I prefer that they didn't go down that route. And you know, I loved it for the way it was.
Also, we don't need The Rock. We don't need him. This storyline got the highest rating in 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
this story push. This is the thing that's gonna keep eyeballs watching. This is why the Royal Rumble had the biggest gate it's ever had. More people watched it than ever before. WrestleMania is already sold out. They haven't even announced the match. Like that because of this storyline, people are watching it. People are engaged. It's tremendous. It's so good. And yeah, Raw's too long. And yeah, there's loads of problems. But this one magic thing that has happened and they are going with is why sometimes wrestling is the best form of entertainment in the world. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not all the time. It doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, it's lightning in a bottle, and it is captivating, and it is engaging, and it is just the absolute fucking best. And that's what this is, and it's so good, and I love it. I'm here for it.
It's so funny. It's so funny you say that, because, you know, I've said many times in this podcast, my girlfriend's very new to wrestling, and As soon as the show was done, my brother turned to her and was like, "Aren't you so happy that you watched this?" And she was just like in like shock and awe, and just like her eyes are just drying up now, you know, and she's like, "I'm so happy that I get to watch this, like the story. I'm so lucky that I've been following this for that." And we all feel that way. It's like, this is why, you know, you tell me, "Oh, well, how can people watch this fake bullshit?" I don't give a flying fuck if it's fake. This shit,
everything's fake. Everything's fake.
This is
like
real
I'm
to
watching.
Me.
I'm watching Yellowstone, and I am so invested in Yellowstone, and it's tremendous. Yeah. On season two, love it. Love every episode. I'm really into it. I know when I turn it off, it's actors pretending to be cowboys, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't take away the fact that when I'm watching it, it's real. Right? Because that's what entertainment is. That's what wrestling is. Like, Colby Lopez plays the character of Seth Rollins. Joe Anoa'i plays the character of Roman Reigns. Like, Rey Misebi plays the character of Sami Zayn. But they do it so masterfully that they should be, like, they should be recognized by, like, some kind of... Is that not his name? Remy? Rami? Rami? Whatever. I don't know. I'm not Syrian. But... That doesn't matter. Yeah, the point still stands.
Right.
Like,
you're absolutely right.
It was just tremendous. Like, I can't speak enough about it.
You're absolutely right. Like, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if you watch a movie and you cry, that means the movie did a good job. It's the same thing with wrestling. You watch something, it gives you this emotion, and you're like, that was fucking amazing. I'm so happy I got to watch that. And that's what the story's doing. It's doing this and more. You know what I mean? It's like, no one's expected it to be as good as it is, and it's just blown everything fucking, like, you know, out of the water. Everything.
If we're doing, like, theory time, right? Austin theory. I would like to see Adam Pearce say that, come out and say, okay, We're making the Usos recognize that the Raw belts and the SmackDown belts are separate entities. So we're gonna do that with the world title, right? You're not gonna be defending it collectively as one unit, right? You're gonna be defending the Universal title and the WWE title, right? At WrestleMania. Yeah. Cody Rhodes, it's up to you which belt you wanna go for and what night you want to wrestle on. But at Elimination Chamber, live in Montreal, we are going to have Elimination Chamber match. And the winner of the Elimination Chamber will face Roman Reigns on night one or two of WrestleMania for the WWE title. And then you can have, like, a sort of someone's favorite Sammy might win or something like that. I think that would make logical sense. What do you think?
I think if you... Yeah, maybe you could do the whole, like, have one of the, you know, belts defending on night one, the other one night too. I feel like, to me, there's a better story to be told between Sami Zayn, I almost called him Sami Uso, Sami Zayn and Jey Uso at WrestleMania as opposed to Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns. I feel like there's more emotion and intensity between Sami and Jey than there is between Sami and Roman.
What, like a one-on-one match?
No. Have the tag team match. I feel like the Kevin Owens, Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, that whole, you know, concoction. For me, personally, I'm more invested in that because I feel like the arc that Jey Uso and Sami Zayn have had together is unreal. It's so fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm fine with Roman, too, like, stepping away, you know?
That could work too. But also, the whole sort of crescendo of that story is that Sami wanted Roman's approval.
So yeah,
they need to pay that off some way too,
which will be in Montreal. That, like, they should do that, and then I don't think the best.
But then if they give him a title match in Montreal and he loses, I don't know,
because Jey Uso will fuck him over. I feel like Jey Uso is gonna be on Sami Zayn's side these next few weeks, and then, like,
be in his corner and then fuck him over. Yeah, see, that could be good too. There's so many ways they could go. I'm so excited for Raw tonight. Like,
yeah, same.
I'm totally.
I feel like that's a SmackDown thing, isn't it?
Why not put it on Raw? Because Cody's going to be on Raw, and he's going to choose. Cody, he's going to be, because he's going to go for the title. So surely he's going to call out Roman. I don't know. Either way, I'm buzzing for Raw.
I'm buzzing for WWE.
Yeah.
Fucking, that was a great Rumble. Great fucking Rumble. Can't complain. You know. But yeah.
Oh, look, the countdown.
10 seconds.
Oh no.
Five, four, three.
There was Naomi. Mount
Naomi.
Your bitch
back. Time's up, bitches.
Whoa, so precise with the timing. Was that was that tag her? Tag her? How do you say it? Tag her.
Tagger.
Schwarzkopf.
That was a podcast, man. That was great Rumble. Thank you to the powers that grant us time for more time. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. If you enjoyed our review of the Royal Rumble, We think you'll enjoy our review of WCW Thunder even more. Just head on over to itrwrestling.com/Patreon to check it out. It's a pot of thunder.
A review where KJ reads out what happens and then we talk about something else.
Yeah.
Pot of thunder.
There's also a ton of merch that we have. Wrestling Roast merch. Go ahead to
just in time for Valentine's Day. Get the one you love, a Wrestling Roast t-shirt.
Yeah, or a mug,
or a pair of sports trousers.
Yes, Rory McNellis, Anthony Fitzpatrick, and Laney have all bought their loved ones, or maybe themselves, some merch. So why don't you go do that?
Why don't you check out the Wrestling Roast tote bag? Take it with you on the bus. Let people know about your favorite wrestling podcast.
We also have colostomy bags coming soon.
They are coming soon. Sponsored by Ric Flair.
Yeah. Wrestling.com/YouTube. Tons of interviews. Check out our channel as well. God, I don't want to think about it. Follow us at if you're on Patreon, that's one of the first. That's probably the first episode.
The first episode of the Pot of Thunder. We sound like so green, but at the end of the episode, KJ tells a really good Ric Flair story about his liver spots on his penis.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Sorry, follow sponsors. Follow us at Inside Underscore the Ropes on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and itrwrestling.com/Facebook. We also have our community. Look for the Inside the Ropes community and join. And remember, ITRWrestling.com is where this and all of the ITR podcasts are available, along with Jim Ross, Kofi Kingston, Jen Louise, Paul Heyman, Ricky Starks, Taz, Bandicoot Lee, Finlay Martin, Jim Cornette, Kenny McIntosh, Chris Jericho, Mackenzie Mitchell, Mickey James, and Saraya. Say it with me. A plethora of news.
Oh my God, that's a plethora of news.
It's also now available. Just go to IGNWrestling.com. Inside the Ropes magazine is also available now. Ships worldwide. Just go to InsideTheRopesMagazine.com and order your copy today, especially if you enjoy the Royal Rumble. Our very own Raimi, Sami Zayn, is on the cover. So
Rami. How could you say it wrong?
Rami. You can also smack your asses like a drum.
Smack my ass like a drum.
Over on our socials, Ollie at Ollie Osso and me at That KJ Guy.
Join the hundreds of sex bots and follow me on Twitter.
Yeah. we are looking forward to speaking to all of you very soon. I have my brother's wedding this weekend, so hopefully I'm back on time.
Is it this weekend?
And it is this weekend, yeah. Oh my goodness. Coming weekend.
I'm so happy for that to be over for you, mate.
I cannot wait. Thank you so much for listening, folks. And Ollie, the one thing left to say to you is I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.